KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has failed to pass government funding bills amid concerns over the administration's immigration enforcement in Minneapolis.
Seven Republicans joined Democrats in blocking legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security and several other agencies. It was a test vote as negotiations continue on demands that ICE be reformed after two fatal shootings in Minneapolis. Senators are racing to meet a Friday midnight deadline to approve funding. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the administration's border czar, Tom Homan, says they are making some adjustments to ICE enforcement.
The mission is going to improve because of the changes we're making internally. No agency or organization is perfect. President Trump and I, along with others in the administration, have recognized that certain improvements could and should be made. That's exactly what I'm doing here.
And tensions began to rise after the fatal shootings by ICE agents of two demonstrators when they were confronting the ICE agents. More winter weather on the way for some parts of the East Coast. Mark Miller is with the National Weather Service.
Right now it's looking like it's mostly going to be across like the Carolinas into the southern mid-Atlantic.
And that weather comes even as much of the country is still trying to dig its way out of last weekend's major winter storm. It tragically left dozens of people dead and hundreds of thousands still without power.
At the Mississippi state line in Hardin County, Tennessee, the county's emergency management director says people are prepared to manage a couple of days without power, but they can't go on much longer than that. There are more than 96,000 homes and businesses without power in Nashville, Tennessee. Forecasters say sub-freezing temperatures will continue in the eastern U.S. into February, and a new influx of Arctic air will arrive this weekend. I'm Donna Warder.
And this is SRN News. A lot of Americans are upset about the anti-ICE protesters who burst into a church in Minnesota this month. Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says he understands the feeling.
There's a very interesting statement in Scripture that we are to be angry but sin not. So the emotions are not wrong. They just have to be put in their proper context. We still have a job to do.
And Moeller says he has nothing but praise for the way the congregation involved has handled it.
And I think actually City's Church there in St. Paul has modeled that very well. They haven't backed down a bit from speaking directly to the invasion of their church. But they're also really clear, you know, we're here to be the church, part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We got a job to do, and we're going to continue to do it.
Dr. Moeller was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. A prominent civil rights attorney and at least two other people involved in the protest have been arrested. They could face jail time. This is SRN News. President Trump says he's ordering the U.S. to reopen commercial airspace over Venezuela, allowing Americans to travel there again.
And they'll be safe there. They'll be safe. It's under very strong control. And the people of formerly of Venezuela, some want to go back and some want to go back to visit, and they're going to be able to do that.
Families gathered today in Washington to mark 1 year since the collision of American Airlines Flight 5342 and an Army Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan National Airport. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy applauded the families for their advocacy.
Obviously, you were angry. You couldn't comprehend how could this happen? Who could let this happen? Why didn't someone do something? And you had choices. And you made a choice to pay it forward.
The crash claimed 67 lives, making it the deadliest plane crash on U.S. soil in more than 20 years. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.